This is WSKG News. The north side of Binghamton is a food desert. There hasn't been a grocery store there in 20 years. Both residents and city officials want one in the area, but it's a tough sell to companies. As WSKG's Monica Sandreski reports, until one moves in, the city and others are figuring out how to bring fresh produce into the neighborhood.
It's a cloudy and windy day on the north side of Binghamton. The weather is a big factor for resident Lori Perry when she has to buy groceries for her and her son. Normally, she walks a mile and a half to the Weiss and rolls a big suitcase behind her because it protects her groceries from the rain. Last time, it started pouring. She got wet, but her food stayed dry. Sometimes to avoid the rain, she'll go to a grocery store further away.
You go to Aldi's, but then again, if you don't have a vehicle, you're going to go on the bus with all your groceries. See what I mean? It's hard for people.
So in a pinch, Perry will stop at pricier retail stores around the corner from her house that happen to sell produce.
And then you end up going to like Kmart or Family Dollar or all these more expensive places because they'll take your food stamps. And it's easier to do that when you need milk and stuff. So you're going to pay $5 for milk instead of $2.
You can hear the frustration in Perry's voice, a frustration she shares with city leaders. Binghamton Mayor Rich David has made it clear one of his top priorities is to attract a grocery store to the neighborhood. He's applied for grants, offered incentives, and contacted many companies.
Whether it's like an Aldi's or a Save-A-Lot or independent grocers, that's one of the things that we've been working on. But for several decades, there has been a problem.
Part of that problem, David's discovered, is the companies are concerned there aren't enough people on the north side. And the residents who do live there don't make enough money to guarantee the store could turn a profit.
Absolutely. You're looking at, you know, millions of dollars to open even a small store.
That's Greg Ferreira. He works for the National Grocers Association. Ferreira says it's not always worth it financially for one of his grocers to move into a food desert. So as communities age or shrink, Ferreira suggests they consider creative solutions.
Does a maybe smaller format supermarket make more sense? Or does, you know, having just a home delivery component for that community, does that make sense?
Those are all questions being considered by the city and good health groups.
So you can hear the water going. That's our irrigation system.
At an urban farm in downtown Binghamton, Amelia LaDolce walks through rows of leafy green herbs. She heads up the group Vines, which turns vacant lots into gardens. Vines is one of the groups getting creative with food access on the north side.
Tomatoes and peppers in the greenhouse, they like the heat.
Each week, those tomatoes and peppers get packaged up, and LaDolce's group drives them up to the north side to sell at a discount. Residents can use their food stamps, too. And Vines teaches people how to prepare and store the produce so it'll keep in between visits. LaDolce says she realizes this can't address the whole food desert issue.
I mean, a supermarket would be fantastic on the north side. I'd love to see one. In the case that that doesn't happen, I mean, we need to keep plugging away at these other solutions.
Solutions that help people change their diets to include more fruits and vegetables. In the meantime, the city and good health groups drive a mobile produce market to the north side a few days a week. It's temporary, though. Mayor David says he's actively courting small grocery store chains to put an end to the 20-year food desert on the north side. Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.